Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The ELCE recently held its second reading day as part of the church restructure. It was a good day, with the majority of congregations represented who read, listened, questioned, clarified, and wanted to understand what the ELCE is becoming. I approach these days in two minds. There's the tired mind, which thinks, if you all do as I think, we can move on. And why are people so insistent on some things? And then there is the excited mind, which thinks, what can I learn today that I haven't seen before? And this whole process will make for a better structure. And I do like it when someone says something and I suddenly see the topic, item, structure, relationship, whatever, in a way that I hadn't seen it before. Sometimes it's like a flash of lightning and I see something new, illuminated in a moment, something I hadn't seen or known before, and I find that exciting. It can even happen when I'm disagreeing with what is being said, but there's something that is new and I have to pause in my disagreeing. However, probably more often, what is new is something that is a continuation or an extension of something to a consequence I hadn't appreciated or thought about. These little aha moments are good to have. It's one reason why I enjoy teaching, because invariably a student would teach me something. Recently, much of the Christian church celebrated the baptism of Jesus, and I wonder whether that was a day when Jesus learned something new about God and himself. I don't know. It's hard to imagine Jesus on the inside. Well, I find it hard to imagine Jesus' self-identity. And to psychoanalyze Jesus is fraught with all sorts of problems and projections, in my opinion. Did the voice from heaven tell Jesus something he didn't know, or something he did know? Church history shows us that people have taught various things about what happened in the River Jordan. And often the message falls between that God made Jesus his son, through to he declared him his son, as Jesus steps onto the world stage. Jesus didn't have an aha moment, in my view. Yes, I am of the God is declaring Jesus publicly view. But this occasion and this particular baptism does elicit an ah from us. Because what we sense in the water is a very strange combination. The Son of God looking like a repenting sinner. And that might indeed prove to be very comforting to human children of God who sin by wanting to be their own God. The human sinner wants to be a God. And here in the water is the Son of God in the likeness of sinful flesh. What is going on? We have to wait for the cross and empty tomb to finally find it out completely. But all along Jesus' public ministry, there will be people going, aha, amazing. God wants to be close to me, a sinner, to help me, forgive me, and lead me to live a new life. Who would have thought that, in the person of an apparently ordinary sinner, I might have the biggest aha moment of my life? When that sinner, inverted commas, is Jesus, everything is different. Everything is new. Aha. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you proclaimed Jesus as your dear Son at his baptism and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. May all who are baptized into Christ remain faithful in their calling to be your children and inherit eternal life with him. For he lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.